Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Monday. It's Monday.
Why exactly are we here?
Why are we here?
I never thought that you'd hear these terrible words from my lips. But we'll have to go to work.
Really?
Why?
There's a great deal of work to be done.
Oh, well, work is
a four-letter word.
I don't like my job. I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Yeah. We've all heard that.
This time, I mean it.
And there's another reason.
Mondays suck.
Okay, it's showtime.
Yeah, but today is National Tortilla Chip Day.
Ooh.
Yes. Who doesn't love a good tortilla chip loaded up with some salsa or some other delicious dip?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Queso.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't like guac.
Ooh, I love it. What's wrong with you?
I was waiting for that. That's why I was waiting. I was waiting for that to come from her. What's wrong with you?
Guac just tastes like chewed up baby food.
Avocado is like nature's candy.
No, it's not.
It's so versatile.
No, it's no.
Oh, delicious.
It looks the same way going in as it does out.
Oh. All right,
this riveting debate will continue in just a few minutes. I will tell you that after a nice, sunny, warm weekend, we're going back to the rain today.
No!
Good.
It's supposed to start later on today and rain into the night tonight and tomorrow. I know it's not what you wanted to hear, but hey, Monday. It's only five more days.
You're
the
just
weekend.
The messenger.
I am. Don't shoot me. Lady A now and bartender. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:04 now. Good Monday morning to you. Dale O'Brien here. Annie's bringing in a handful of paper.
Morning.
I don't know what's in there. And Chase, good morning to you.
Howdy.
Anybody seen any movies this weekend? Anybody want to move?
I didn't see any movies, but I did go out to eat. There were some gift cards had to Outback. Decided to go to Outback. Went to the one over here in Wendover, in Greensboro. And I was only going to get a 6-ounce sirloin.
But.
But as I was ordering, Kelsey and her mother go, no, he doesn't want that. He wants the 10-ounce filet mignon with lobster tail.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
And I went, all right.
If I must.
It was pretty good. Just throwing that out there.
What could be wrong with the filet and lobster tail?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
I think if you went to the movies this weekend, you surely missed out on two beautiful days outside.
Beautiful. It was gorgeous. I finally washed the car, and that's why it's going to rain today.
Yeah.
The fantasy of having a clean car. Mm-hmm. It is a fantasy.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
You do the inside?
I do it myself. I just sort of, you know, just give it. I say give it a quick once over. I don't really give it a deep scrub.
There's too many stains in your seats, aren't
no,
there?
No, there's not. Because
you also don't have dogs.
That's right. You know, the fantasy for someone with small children or a dog is the clean car. You'll never have one.
Or a car seat.
You can't keep it clean because a car seat is nothing more than a receptacle for tater tots and french fries and spilled milk
Cheerios.
And juice.
And vomit. Yeah,
and
my
Cheerios
life.
And whatever else. Pee. You name it, it's in there. Terrible, man. There's no, you can't get away from it. Friday, I had to run some errands. I was over Mount Airy way and I was coming back and I came back and made a couple stops in Winston-Salem. My first drive down the new Salem Parkway.
How was it?
I was over there. I was over near the mall. I said, Mom, just jump on the old Salem Parkway here and check it out. So I did. Boy, the on and off ramp, so much better.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
That was the worst part of it to me, those short on and off ramps they had. It caused everybody to back up, you know, right there at every one of those exits.
Yep.
Smooth.
It was smooth. They eliminated a couple of exits. There's a new one or two. I mean, it's nice.
And, did you see the pedestrian bridge?
It's not lit.
Oh, he's mad about it.
Okay.
It's not lit.
Write a letter.
Not going to work. Winston-Salem, you're better than that.
Hey, why do we have to write a letter? We have a microphone.
That's right. Three of them.
Three.
All right, listen up, people.
We can get this done.
Yeah, we need to light up that pedestrian bridge there when you go over to the ballpark, please.
It's safest, too.
It is. It's a safety feature. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Time to get up. 6:25. Odds and ends time. Before we get into that, a lot of my friends that I know love this show, Forensic Files. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not. It is a great show. It's sort of a true crime sort of a show.
So good.
Cold case stuff?
It really sort of led, one of the shows that led the way for those true crime type of shows. Anyway, part of what makes these shows is the announcer who narrates the show.
Absolutely.
Now, Peter Thomas was the narrator of that show for years, and Peter died in 2016. And when they produced the new ones, they had to find a new guy, and the new guy is Bill Camp, who's an actor. You may have seen him in some stuff. But anyway, I'm going to play a little clip. The first clip will be Peter Thomas, and the second clip is the new guy. And they had a little salute last night on there to these guys. They paid tribute to him for how long he'd been voicing that show. So first up, Peter Thomas. Check it out.
And the fact that Erica's gun was used in Josh's murder, BJ was convicted of only one count of second-degree murder.
There's Peter.
He was sentenced to 38 years
now
in
Bill
prison.
Now Bill Camp, coming up.
Perhaps the oddest part of a very odd case is that if Scott had just kept his mouth shut, he probably never would have been caught.
See, perfect.
Wow.
Nice transition.
How many people do you think they went through trying to find the right person to narrate that show?
I don't know. I feel like it's just you close your eyes and you just listen while these people are talking to guess who the, you know, to really get it.
I could take a stab at it.
Anyway, that was nice of them to do a little nod to Peter Thomas. Moving on, on a much lighter note, a private equity firm is expected to buy Victoria's Secret. It's been up for sale. Mm-hmm. $525 million for Victoria's Secret.
Wow.
You know, I told you I was going to tell you about this FedEx driver in Salisbury. Well, it was dark, and he stopped to help a stalled car. He jumped over a highway bridge because an 18-wheeler was speeding toward him. He did not know, however, that the bridge was not just a little bridge over some grass berm. He fell 75.
Ooh.
Wow.
He fell 75 feet. He broke several ribs and has a collapsed lung.
Oh, my goodness.
He's expected to make a full recovery, but he had no idea that he was going to be falling that far.
Wow.
Oh, I couldn't even imagine, like, just flinging yourself over the bridge, and next thing you know, you're like, oh, my God, what did I do? You know?
No kidding. Well, this teacher in Wellington, Florida, got mad at a student because they would not stop talking. The teacher pointed out that the student needed his mouth washed out with soap, but with the absence of soap, she put hand sanitizer in the child's mouth.
A teacher?
Yes.
Way to go.
And she squirted several squirts of the hand sanitizer into the student's mouth.
Are you insane?
The teacher has been suspended but will be allowed back at school on March 12th.
Slap on the wrist.
Yep. Don't do that again.
Mm-mm.
I love teachers. I know they go through a lot, but oh my goodness. No way.
That's why they call it hand sanitizer, honey. Ain't mouth sanitizer.
She's on the same list as the person who wrote the marker on the kid's tummy at daycare.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. That's not good either. Well, down in Shelby, North Carolina, police are looking for this dude who stole a $3,500 Valentine's Day necklace from Kay Jewelers.
Nice.
Every kiss begins with K.
Swipe.
The thief entered the store and asked to try on the necklace. The sales associate placed the necklace around the man's neck, but would not clasp it. Mm-hmm. He asked, "Why can't I clasp the necklace? Are you afraid I'm going to steal it?" Before the clerk could answer, the man grabbed the necklace and took off running. They are still looking for him.
Why, yes, wow. I think you will steal it. Run.
It's not even worth it.
Here's somebody else who won a second $1 million jackpot in the lottery. They've already won one. Lives in Boston. Linda Sweeney won her second $1 million lottery jackpot. The payday came 10 years after her previous win. She opted to take the lump sum of $650,000. Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:53. It's good news story time.
My story is about a new mother who I guarantee has had the most trying week as a mom this past week. she not only delivered her own baby.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll start it off. Her name's Holly. She's 35. And she had to deliver her own baby last Monday because her doctor couldn't get to her on time. And they didn't have her room ready. So there's not a lot of details on that, but she did get her own baby delivered. And then she's on her way home from the hospital later on that week. Her son has to still be there for observation. And she saw an overturned tanker truck that was on fire. So she stopped and jumped out of the car and helped somebody else pull this driver out of the tanker truck right before it exploded. It was like a scene from a movie, you guys. Someone filmed on the side. And all you can see is the explosion. And it's just insane. I mean, it had been 2 seconds sooner, all of them would have been dead.
Like in all these, there's always somebody filming nowadays.
Well, that's the beauty of a smartphone. I was thinking that when I went to look at like the actual news page story, looking at like videos and stuff. It's just one of those things. It's like, well, the news can't be everywhere. So it does kind of help sometimes to get a visual on these things.
If I'm ever trapped in a burning tanker, put the phone down and come help me.
Well, that's my other thing, too. Yeah, I guess if you see, I'm one of those people who's like, if I don't see anybody around, I'll jump to it. But once there's enough people, I don't want too many cooks in the kitchen. Anyways, this mom, Holly, hopped out of the car, ran towards the fire, saved the guy. And she says the biggest thing was she didn't think about it. She said when she saw it happen, she said that's somebody's son. And if it was her son, she'd want someone to help. So that's what she did.
I feel so useless. I feel so lazy and sluggish.
Yeah, that's Mom of the Week right there, though.
Thank you. She is. Mom of the Year. Awesome.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I did see an ad for Haggar slacks, and there's a thing in the pants that you can pull, and the waistband will pop open an extra couple of inches in the middle of your meal. We cannot wait till tomorrow to put on bigger pants. I need a ripcord right now. But food has power, we know that. And cookie companies, they try and make it seem like the cookies are very innocent. Well, it's just elves living in trees making them. It's nothing. The war between us and the cookies. Look at that box, it's like a military bunker inside there. It's like that preformed plastic barracks that the cookies live in. You slide it out, it's like a D-Day beach landing troop carrier. All the cookies, they're lined up, waiting to go into combat. But the rows are key. The rows of cookies keep the mayhem somewhat under control. You get to the end of a row, any half-sane person, you stop for a second, what the hell am I doing here? I was going to have a couple, I just mowed down the whole row! I was lucky to walk away from those cookies. Good thing I had my Haggar safety pop open slacks.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Gail knows everything.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. You want to play Gail Knows Everything?
Absolutely.
Good deal, because you're caller 20.
Yay.
Okay, so today is National Tortilla Chip Day, because who doesn't love chips and dip, am I right?
Right.
Our category is going to be all about the tortilla chip. And Dale, I'm going to ask you the question. Either you're going to know the answer, or you're going to make it up on the fly, because you're good like that. And Miss Deborah here is going to either call you out on your lie, or she's going to agree with you.
I am ready.
Okay. So, you know how we have Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, Eatos everywhere, right? Okay.
All good, by the way.
Oh, delicious. Yeah, especially with the more cheese, the better. So I want to know if you know what the most popular chip brand for North Carolina is.
It's got to be Doritos.
Okay, Deborah, do you think Dale knows everything, or is he lying?
I would have to agree with him.
Yeah?
Just because I like Doritos, too.
Well, good job, because it is Doritos.
Yay!
Gotta love that, and that makes me want some. I'm super hungry, so.
Absolutely.
Deborah, congratulations. Hang out with us just a little bit longer. I got a few questions for you, and y'all go enjoy your tortilla chips today.
All right.
This is the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
Wake Up with a Wolf Show, 7:36 now. Got some rain moving in today. Sorry. Got a nice weekend. Got the car washed. You know what that means? It's going to rain.
It's going to rain.
The fantasy of a clean car. The fantasy of a clean car.
It's all right. You kind of did the inside, though.
Okay. All right. little 60-second survey here, and I'm going to give you the results of the national survey here and say, are you smarter than your significant other? 60-second survey to say, I am or they are, 680-WOLF. We'll also put a poll up so you can do this on social media, too. So let's go to the phones and find out what's up. You.
I am.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
They are.
Thanks for calling. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Mom's smarter.
Aw, I love it.
Nice. Thanks for calling. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Me.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
They are.
They are. Thanks. Bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Find out. Is it you or is it I am or they are? Who's smartest? Think about it.
I am.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye. He thought about it. I am. Well, here's what the national poll said. I found this really interesting. Who would you think is going to say they're smart, more likely to say they're smarter,
ooh,
men or women?
Ooh,
the women.
Women.
The women.
Duh.
Are more because likely it's true.
This is what stop. I thought. It is not true. 30% of people in the poll either did not have a partner or weren't sure who's more intelligent. But of the people who did answer, 33% said they're the smarter one, compared to just 11% who said their partner is. The other 56% said they think they're both equally intelligent.
I was going to say something like that. We both, you know, where one faults, the other picks up, I think, sometimes.
And men were more likely to say they were smarter than women were.
Diane on Facebook said that she's smarter, but her husband is stronger.
Oh. Good answer, girl. You can continue to answer this question. We'll put up a poll. Plus, you can call us 680-WOLF. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. It's Brett Eldridge in Lose My Mind. Are you ready for your Nimrod News headline today?
Ready?
Yes.
You think you are, but you're not. So here we go. I think I figured out how to do this. Off to the land of law and order we go. This was a Valentine's Day promotion put on by a woman who manages a gentleman's club.
Okay, Vonnie so far. Got it.
32 years old. We'll call her Lizette.
I thought you said this was PG.
Hold on.
All right.
She runs a bar called Chiquita's Lounge.
Ooh, Chiquita.
In spicy. Norcross, Georgia. And on Valentine's Day, she held a special contest at the bar. It's a holiday. You do promotions, right?
Of course you do.
Well, this was a live get it on contest.
Okay.
Following me here?
Okay, got it.
She put a bed on the dance floor and promised $500 to the couple that demonstrated the best, you know. Some did it with their clothes on. Others took their clothes off and, you know, went for the participation trophy.
Oh, my.
The participation award?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they really demonstrated what they could do.
Ew.
And even though she was probably ineligible to win the money, Lizette also participated
in
the
sure.
contest.
She just wanted to show off.
That's right. She did. She was actually just giving instruction. I want everyone to understand the rules. Please watch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it turns out this was all very illegal. She violated two ordinances, providing entertainment that features nudity and promoting a contest encouraging people to engage in certain activities. She was arrested last week on both charges and is in the Gwinnett County Jail as we speak.
But if someone had done this in their basement, it would have been okay.
Well, that's a private place. It's not a public place.
Well, you know.
So what you're saying is she's pretty clever?
I mean, is she looking for some money? Was there an entry fee? Because...
Guys, I have so many jokes right now.
I just got pictures in my head.
And questions.
Yes, questions. I don't know about you, but I never come in.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Did you know Swiss Miss Lucky Charms Hot Chocolate is coming?
Oh, wow.
No.
That sounds fantastic. I love the Lucky Charms marshmallows. I wish they could make just the whole box of that, which I heard they did.
Have you not seen the giant bags? We had one.
I know, but I didn't get my hands on them, so. Okay. This sounds awesome. Cold Stone Creamery is adding two new flavors called Circus Animal Cookie Ice Cream and Golden Oreo Cookie Ice Cream to their menu.
Now, I gotta say, the circus animal sounds pretty good.
Well, it's animal crackers. It has marshmallow and rainbow sprinkles. And also the golden Oreo cookie has ice cream, golden Oreos, obviously, strawberries, caramel, and a whipped topping.
I'm getting fatter just listening to this.
I think Cold Stone is overpriced and way too sweet.
I mean, look, I can eat one serving of ice cream and gain 5 pounds.
At least you can eat it. I look at it.
It also works on my moobs.
Yeah, those are hot.
I can't stand that.
What are moobs?
Man boobs, moobs. I can't.
I feel like you got that going for you though.
Yeah, it doesn't work for women that way though. If only the things I ate didn't go to my stomach, they went elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the reverse for us guys. So. Yeah.
My assets are lacking.
Right.
Got it. Costco is now going to crack down on food court moochers. Beginning on March 16th, customers will have to show a Costco membership in order to gain entry into the Costco food courts.
Well, I thought you had to show you. I got to show my card to get in the door.
What's a Costco food court?
They're where you get the deals. They're saying that a lot of people are trying to come in with no membership and get the $2 pizza slice and $1.50 hot dog combo.
Oh, the food at the front of Costco and Sam's Club. Which one has the Nathan's hot dogs? Because
they used to have them at Sam's Club.
And they took them away?
Well, yes. What Sam's Club did was they realized that they could manufacture their own hot dogs.
Why?
And they started doing that.
Nothing as delicious as that greasy Nathan's dog.
You know, they had to buy those. They had to buy those from Nathan's.
And now the Sam's Club hot dogs, when you bite into it, which I don't like this, the outer skin pops a little bit on your teeth when you eat it.
Oh, I kind of do like that, though.
Well, that's one of the things that's famous about the Nathan hot dogs is the snap.
Yeah.
That famous snap.
And then the grease. It's the grease for me.
And Nathan's also offers a variety of their hot dogs that don't do that. They don't have that skin. Hey, listen, I don't care what you're doing. You're eating, you know, a lot of people think you're eating lips and buttholes anyway when you're eating hot dogs. But whatever's in there, it's covered by an animal intestine, people.
Yeah.
Just face it. That's what
it's
the hot dog is.
It's delicious, and I don't care.
Delicious buttholes.
Not arguing, yeah. Not arguing.
Speaking of food, we got to give a shout out.
We did Fisher's Grill.
Yeah, we ate at Fisher's Grill. Go ahead.
We have a running tally of the best burgers in town.
Ooh.
Chase, me, and our friend Ethan, who works in another department here, we go out and we try all the burger places. We search them out and we have a running rank.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.